But when it comes to preserving the Word of God, we know that it's a matter of providence. It's a matter of providence. For those who don't know, I trust you do. God's providence is His most holy, wise, and powerful, preserving and governing all His creatures and all their actions. Scripture tells us by Him all things consist. He upholds all things by the word of His power. And by all things, we do mean all things, even big things, like the rise and fall of earthly empires. It is God who removeth kings and setteth up kings. So God's providence governs and directs the biggest things in life, but it also affects and directs even the smallest, seemingly insignificant things in life. You know what your Savior said? Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing? And one of them shall not fall on the ground without your Father. That's God's general providence. But here the Bible also makes a distinction, a theological distinction, between God's general providence, which is exercised over all the world every single day, affecting all of God's creatures, God's general providence. There's also a distinction made between this and God's special providence. After speaking of sparrows, the Lord Jesus said, the very hairs of your head are all numbered. That's God's special providence. A providence that is specially exercised over God's kingdom, God's church, and God's children, that they might know He cares for them as their heavenly Father in every way, that He ensures they will have all things necessary for life, also for godliness, namely His holy word, pure and entire.